Today's daf is Yivames, daf Ayin Dalet, and we are on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Wish to thank the sponsors, the Kubieski family, for sponsoring this month's daf Yomi Shiurim in honor of Jonah reaching Shnas HaGevuros. Okay, we are on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, and the last point we made, we are discussing the Mishnayos were brought up from Meseches Bikurim, the second parak in Bikurim, which compare Truma and Bikurim and Maaser Sheni. And we get into that because we started off yesterday with a question which has not been answered and will continue on today's daf. And that question was asked from Rav Sheshes, Arel Mahu B'Maaser. That we have not answered yet. Can an Arel eat Maaser Sheni? We know an Arel can't eat Karban Pesach. That's a pasuk in Chumash, so that he can't eat Maaser Sheni. Can an Arel eat Truma? That's the first mission in our parak. An Arel is Aser B'Truma. What about an Arel eating Maaser Sheni? That is the question, and to try to prove the answer, we try to bring a proof by omission from the Mishnayos in Bikurim, and we ended up saying there is no Raya because there are other things that are left out, and it can only be a Raya by omission if there's only one thing left out. But if there are more things left out, ton of Ishir, so then there is no Raya. So, those Mishnayos were brought, we went into some of the details that were mentioned in those Mishnayos, and the last points that we made in the ton of Ishir comments about the Mishnah were that Ochlin Betumas Atzman, we had on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, that when it comes to Meiser and Bikurim, if one eats them when they are tummy and the person is tar, there's still Malkus, and we learned out the Psukim yesterday. Unlike Truma, there is no Losa Asay. There is no Malkus, and therefore that is a difference that was left out of the Mishnah. So we went into the Limud for that, the last couple of lines, yesterday. We went into Mashenki Mitruma. How do you know that Truma is allowed to eat? Actually, that's what we're up to. Allowed to be eaten, but Tumas Atzmon, or not allowed. At least you don't get Malkus for it. And the, related issue that also, in that same phrase that was left out, was in terms of Biur. Osir Lava'er Behen Bituma, by those two, unlike Truma, which has a heter of Biur of Hana'as Kilui, a Kohen is allowed, and not only allowed, but it's a mitzvah to burn his Truma Tameya, and he can get benefit from it. So, the Gemara at the end went into, why do we include one and not include the other, relating to Truma and Kachim? Why do we allow Truma to be burned, and you're allowed to get Hana'ah from it, while Kachim not? Kachim has to be burned, it becomes Tameya, you have to burn it. You're not allowed to get Hana'ah. So we went into back and forth what are the different stringencies for Truma, different for Kachim, and we ended up saying that there's more for Kachim, that's why it's included in the Isser. Or we said, well, maybe Kares is unique. Kares is more Chamur, and that's why Kachim wins over Truma. So that's what we said. So once Kares is mentioned, it's important to note the Ramban. The Ramban, in the end of Parshas Achrimos, lists off all the different types of krisus. The Ramban tells us that there are three types of krisus in the Torah. That's what the Ramban says, because there are three different types of psukim that we have related to kares. We have v'nichras ha'ishahu, and then we have v'nichrasu ha'nifashos ha'osos, krisus ha'nefesh, that's not always mentioned, sometimes it just says v'nichras ha'ishahu, and then sometimes we have krisus ha'nefesh, and then we have hashlishi, shenemar bohen, hikares tikares ha'nefesh ahi avona ba, and a more emphatic lashon, v'amar b'yom ha'kipurim, v'avarti ha'nefesh ahi mikarav ha'ma, right, from its source. So Ramban goes in to discuss different types of krisus. Bir ha'inyan, ki ochel chelavot dam, behut tzaddik. If there's somebody who's a tzaddik, he has more mitzvahs than averos, and he generally does the right thing. But one time his taiva got the better of him, gavra ta'avaso alav v'nichshal b'averahi, and he's chayiv kares because he ate chelav, or whatever the one of the 36 chayvei krisus that he violates. Hari yichrusu yama v'yamos b'ne'urim kodim sheyagili yimei hazikna v'im shishim shana. That's one type of kares which only applies to the guf, only physical, meaning something will happen to him in olam hazeh, he'll die before his time. V'yei nafsho be kares, but his soul is perfect, because after all, he has more mitzvahs than averos. So that kares, as it says, v'nechras isha, who just means now, that's one type of kares, what we might call the most lenient. type of karis. Number one. Number two, but then you have another one that's more serious. If somebody has more aveiros than mitzvos, and then he does chayvei krisos, then he already has problems even before he did this. V'asher im acheta chamorahu yihiyu avonosa merubin mizuchu yosav onesh akaris sheba aveira hachamura magia lenefesh achote. So now that already affects the soul. Nefesh achotes la'achar she'tiparin min aguf v'hi nechreses mechaye olam hanashamos. Then it's already has some type of cutting off and effect in the olam hanashamos. This is not in the guf, it's in the neshama. And the Ramban says this person might live a full, pleasant life in olam hazeh. Right, this is a different form of kares. Ve'ilu ein lo'em kares begufam elapamim she'yichyu v'yagil v'yamim rabim v'gamad zikna v'seva. As it says, v'yish rasha ma'arich b'ra'aso. The Pasuk says in Koheles. And that is what Chazal say in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, Poshi Avodah Zarah Begufan V'chulu. That is, says the Ramban, number two. And then he has a more chamor one, which only applies to certain Averos, where you have the Lashon of Hikares, Tikares, Hanefesh, Ahi, Avona, Ba. Says the Ramban by Avodah Zarah and by Megadev. Right, you have that Lashon, and that's the more serious type of Kares. The Ramban says all the different categories fall into one of these three. Then he goes through in general, most creases that we have to do with arayos, because they ain't, and not too many related to food. Some of them related to food, right? We know chametz and chalev, but arayos is the most. Mibnei shegili arayos dover nimas ma'od eitzel ha-Torah. That is in its own category, the issue of arayos. We mentioned a couple of days ago that there is a uniqueness to ritzicha. Right, we mentioned a kippah. So the Rambam says the only time that Bezin would put somebody into a kippah, into a form of jail, when there is just circumstantial evidence, is by a rotzeach, because a rotzeach is someone who undermines the basis, the societal norms, and there's nobody that undercuts people just being able to live more than a rotzeach, and that's why a rotzeach is a unique type of Aveira. But here we're saying, the Ramban is saying, Arayas also has its uniqueness. And we just mentioned earlier, Avodah Zarah has its uniqueness. So if you think about the big three, each one of them is unique as compared to the other two, even though they all form the big three. Even a beautiful comment to the Maariv Chayis. Maariv Chayis says on the Gemara in the first parak of Sanhedrin, well, if you remember the story, Aaron HaKohen is nervous about what's going to happen to Am Yisrael during the Cheta Egel. So what does he do? He kind of participates somewhat. Why does he participate? So why does he stand up and say, you're wrong. So what does the Gemara say? He saw what happened to Chur. What did they do to Chur? They killed his nephew. They killed Chur. And therefore he said, if I do that, so then they're going to kill me and they're going to be chayav for killing a tzaddik and a navi on the same day. Like what happened later on in history. But ask the Mefarshim there, ask the Maariv Chayis on that Gemara. So he was nervous that they were going to commit murder, and therefore what did he do? He helped him do Avodah Zarah. So why is that better? Why is that, okay, it was a real Avodah Zarah, whatever it was, but that's the pashtus is that they worshipped an Egel. So why did Aaron figure out that, it's better for Am Yisrael to be able to violate Avodah Zarah than to violate murder? So one answer could be it's easier to do tshuva for Avodah Zarah, because murder, you can't bring the person back. Like the Rambam's Lashon for Milchus Mila, we mentioned a couple of days ago. You could do Mila a million times on a later date, but you can't bring one person back, one baby back, if he was not healthy. So that is one answer why murder is worse. But the Maariv Chayis there quotes that Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh that Ritzicha in a certain sense undermines the entire fabric of society more than any other Aveira, more than Arayos, and more than Avodah Zarah. So that's in one way. Ritzicha is unique. The Ramban here says there's more krisus regarding any category of Aveiros because of Arayos. So in another sense, Arayos is unique in its own way. And of course, Avodah Zarah, we can have a shiur on each one of these. Avodah Zarah is unique. It's the only one that gets you mumar l'chol ha'Torah kula. A mumar l'Avodah Zarah is a mumar l'chol ha'Torah kula, unlike a mumar for other types of Aveiros. That's the Ramban. So this Ramban is known and is quoted. But if you look in the Abarbanel, which is not as popular, probably because, why don't people learn the Abarbanel? It's not as user-friendly. The Abarbanel, I think, I mean, it's amazing, but at the beginning of every Parsha, every section, let's say three or four in every Parsha, the Abarbanel asks like 15 questions, just opening up to the beginning of Bamidbar. He asks 10 questions, and then he'll say, okay, then he comes up with a Mahalach, and then he explains, okay, this answers question 6, this answers question 2. So it's like you get all these questions, but you have to go through the whole mahalach, and then you come to answer the question. So sometimes, you know, one might not have the patience. It's not like a question, answer. So that's why it's not as popular in the world to learn the Abarbanel, but he was the last one of the last we shown him, as he's known, 1492, by the Spanish Inquisition. So if you look in Shlach, the Abarbanel says, talking there about, that's where the Avodah Zarah is, and Megadev, v'chisishku v'losasu, as kol mitzvot se'ele, v'chulu. So Ramban there says, has his own discussion of karetz, and he says, I know everybody knows the Ramban, but if you look in all the Rishonim, there are 7 shitos about how you define all the chayvei krisos. And he goes through each one. He goes through Rav Saad Yigon and Rashi, and 2 days in Tosfos, and the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, and the Ramban, our Ramban that we just read, and then let me give you my pshat, says the Abarbanel. So he has his own. If everybody wants to know about Karis, feel free to look there. But maybe the point is that we have no idea about what these krisos are. We just know that they're actions that we need to stay away from. The fact that there are so many opinions about something maybe shows that we don't have our finger on exactly what it's supposed to be. Right? And sometimes the more shitas you have, the more that the idea gets diluted. Specifically, that this is not something that we focus on as a real, obviously it's very real, but not that we can actually put our hands on it. It's something that's, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of, or hopefully not have to take care of, after one's lifetime. But again, that's why the Ram Barbanel there has many opinions for the definitions of Chayvei Krisos, right? Mises Bezdin, we know exactly what that is, because Bezdin enforces that. There are many details in Sanhedrin. Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's part of the discussion. What's the difference between Kares and Misa B'dei Shemayim? What's the difference? There's in terms of age, in terms of children, right? All the different deos there. Okay, let us now, though, continue. So we are up to the 2 dots on Ayin Gimel on the base towards the bottom. So V'ochem B'tumas Atzman Loke. So the Gemara had said earlier, one of the other items that were left off the Mishnayos in Bikurim was that by Meiser and Bikurim, one is not allowed to eat them, and one gets Malkus if they eat them when the items are Tamei, even though they are Tahar. Unlike Truma, Vobatos Asman Loke, Mashenki Mitruma, Milka Hudalolaki Ha'isura Ika. There's no Malkus, but there is an Isser. There is an Isser. How do you know it's Azudar Isa? Minalan Amarkra Bisharecha Tochlanu. That's the pasuk we had. We quoted 15 lines ago by Psule Hamukdashim. These you can eat while they are Tamei. Lazeh Velola Acher. This you could eat when it's Tamei, but not other items when it is Tamei. And what is that other item? So we say, Truma. Velava ba mechlal asay, asay. And a lav, a los asay, a negative. It's not really a lav. Something that you're not supposed to do. That's learned out from a lashon of an asay in the Torah. Is considered an asay, meaning you don't get malchus. It also might be included, this is a discussion in the Achronim, what about in terms of pasul le'edus? We know, when is somebody pasul le'edus? The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Edus, if somebody does something that is chayve malchus or worse. Chayve Mises Bezdin, Chayve Vechulu. And then you have the second category of Rashi Dechamas, any lav that is associated with money. Ganav, Gazlon, Vechulu, even though all of those do not get Malkus, because they're Lava Nitim L'Tashlumens, as we'll touch on a little bit later, but those are the categories of Psule Edus. So, what about a Lava Bamichla Lase? So, a bit to Lase, one is not Pasal Edus for. What about a Lava Bamichla Lase? Right? Something that you're not allowed to do. Usually, there's a Kiyam Ase and a Bittel Ase. I have to put on Tefillin. If I don't put on Tefillin, I'm being Mevatel that mitzvah. It's a lost opportunity. I'm not violating. But here, this is called an Isser Ase. Right? I'm violating. If I eat Truma when the Truma is Tameh, that's an Isser Ase. It's like a Lav. It's something I'm not allowed to do, but it's formulated in the Torah as an Ase. So you don't get Malkus for that. So, is that a technicality that you don't get Malkus? But really, it has the strength of a Los Ase? Or no, somehow it is weaker. An afkamina could be pasul edus, right? We have this question by any lav where you're not going to get malchus, right? Is that because it's weaker in some sense? Or it is just a technical reason why you don't get malchus, but it is not weaker in any sense. Okay, well, Bezra, I'll touch on that a little bit later today as well. So now let's go. Second to last line. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi tells us that we mentioned before on the bottom of Amud Aleph. What did we say? We try to bring a raya. Whether an Arel could eat Meiser Sheni from the Mishnah, from Mishnah in Bikurim, from Perek in Perek Bey's Mishnah, I think it was the first Mishnah, the third Mishnah, from one Mishnah, we said, Tana V'Shir from the next Mishnah. So we said, wait a minute, now Rav Ashi's going to say, you don't even need Tana V'Shir from the next Mishnah, you could bring a Tana V'Shir from this Mishnah itself. Amar Rav Ashi, Meireisha Nami, Shamas Mina the Tana V'Shir. Even from the first Mishnah that compares Truma and Bikurim versus Maaser Sheni, that itself is Tana V'Shir. You don't have to go to the next Mishnah, which compares Maaser Sheni and Bikurim to Truma. Even from this Mishnah. Why? Midalok Tani. From the fact that it does not say, in this first Mishnah, Truma and Bikurim versus Maaser Sheni. V'noagin Bashar Shnei HaShavua. Truma and Maaser Sheni, we have in every one of the Shnos HaShemitah, 1 through 6, and Maaser Sheni we don't, right? Maaser Sheni we do not have in year 3 and 6. We have Maaser Ani instead. V'ein lam pidyon. And there is no pidyon when it comes to Truma and Bikurim, unlike Maaser Sheni. Again, pidyon is different than She'ela. If somebody goes to a Chacham and is Shoel on his Hafrashas Truma, that might work. Because it's like a Midin Neder. But that She'ela is not Pidyon. That's the She'ela goes backwards. Pidyon is not going backwards. Pidyon is saying, this is now Kadosh, and now I'm putting the Kedusha onto money. This is the next step. I'm not undoing anything. So by Truma and Bikurim, you can't be Podi. You have to bring up those fruit by Bikurim to Yerushalayim, and by Truma to give that to the Kohen. Mashenki b'Maiser, Shma Mina. So you see that those differences also could have been mentioned in the first Mishnah. It was not mentioned in the Mishnah, and therefore we prove Tana V'Shir. Period. So Tashma, so now that was all try number one to answer our question. So now we're going back to go to the next try. Again, what is the original question that we're dealing with? We had on the top of Amud Aleph yesterday, Arel Mahu B'Maiser. What is the halacha? Could an Arel eat Maaser Sheni? Right? That's an important. If somebody's an Arel, they can't eat Truma, they can't eat Kachim, they want to know, could they eat Maaser Sheni? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Nishtairu Botzitz in a Machman Esamilo. The Braisa says if somebody's an Arel, right, they have certain parts of the skin that are Ma'akev the Mila, that were not cut off. Hareza Eino Ochel. So they cannot eat Lo B'Truma, V'Lo B'Pesach, V'Lo B'Kachim. Below the Meiser. They can't eat any of these. Truma, Pesach, Kachem, and Meiser. So, which Meiser is that referring to? So, my love, Meiser Dagon. Isn't that referring to Meiser Dagon? Real Meiser. Meiser of Dagon of grain. And that is Doraisa. Right? That's regular Meiser that we refer to. So, isn't that referring to Meiser Sheni? And therefore, this is a raya that an Arel cannot eat Meiser Sheni. Raya from the Braisa. Answers the Gemara, lo. Meiser Behema. What it's talking about there is Meiser Behema, one-tenth of every animal that I have to give from every flock. So the Gemara says, Meiser Behema, Hainu Kachim. But it said Kachim, or it says Truma, Pesach, Kachim, and Meiser. So Meiser, what do you have to say Meiser Behema for? Right, just that's included in Kachim. There are unique halachas that apply to Meiser Behema. That's true. Right, it's not Kadosh unless I designate it as Kadosh. But isn't that included in the larger category of Kachim? So Gemara says, Ula Taimech, what, you think that's a problem? It's even separate from that. Milo Tanan Pesach V'Ketani Kachim. It also has Karban Pesach on the list separately. So therefore, isn't that a problem too? So, there too, it's for whatever reason, it says Pesach separately. So Zotu Ova says Maaser Behema separately, but really it means Maaser Behema, and therefore there's no Raya to our discussion. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Bishlama Pesach V'Kachim Tzrichi. I understand why Karban Pesach has to be listed separately in this context of an Arel being Asur, because there's a difference between Pesach and Kachim. To eat on a Pesach Mishum Da'arlus B'Pesach Siva. If it would have only said Pesach, I would have thought, well, maybe that Karban is unique, because Arel is written by Pesach. And we know the symbolic nature of Karban Pesach. It's the first Karban that we were commanded as a nation. It's the root of all Karbanos. It's the Karban, the Meshech Chachma explains at length in Parshas Bahaloscha. It's the Karban, the Karban that is the anti-Avodah Zarah Karban. Right, they brought the Karban Pesach right after the Avodah Zarah. Throughout history, he proves it. So Pesach is unique. So maybe there an Arel is excluded. Aval Kachim Emelo. But maybe by other Karbanas, I wouldn't say an Arel is excluded. That's why you have to say here that he is excluded. V'itana Kachim, and if I would have only said Kachim without Pesach, Hava Mina, my Kachim, Pesach. I would have said what is meant by Kachim, only Karban Pesach. So that's why you have to say Kachim and Pesach to know that Kachim is talking about other Karbanos. So that's why You have to say both of them in the Brisa. Ela Meiser Behema Lamali. But Meiser Behema, why would you have to list separately? That's just another example of Kachim. And therefore, the fact that Meiser is listed separately, it must not mean Meiser Behema. So, we go back to Araya. So maybe it means Meiser Dagon, and it is Araya that an Arel is not allowed to eat Meiser. So Gemara answers no. Maybe it's not talking about Meiser Sheni, which is our question. It's talking about Machlokes, which we'll talk about later. Ela Meiser Rishon, Verebi Meirhi. Damar Meiser Rishon, Asal Azarim. There's going to be a sheet in the Tanam that Meiser Rishon is usher to a czar. We assume that Meiser Rishon is just something you give to a Levi, but it's not usher to Zarim, right? If I eat Meiser Rishon, I might have to pay a Levi, but I'm not violating an Isser, like if I would eat Truma. But there is a sheet out there that says that, and that's who this Brisa might be referring to. And that's why an Arel, just like a czar, cannot eat Meiser Rishon, an Arel cannot eat Meiser Rishon, period. So what did the Mishnah bring up? That there are a lot of Meisers, different types of Meisers. There's Meiser Dagon, grain, and within Meiser Dagon there is Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. And then there's a second type of Meiser, and that is Meiser Behema. There is a third type of Meiser, and that is the one that is most commonly discussed today, and that is Meiser Ksafim. Meiser Ksafim, where does it come from? So is that Meiser Dagon and Meiser Behema, the two listed in the Gemara, those are Din and Daraisa. What about Meiser Ksafim? So that is a major machlokas Rishonim. What level of obligation is it? There is a minority group of Rishonim that hold that it is a din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa. Tosas quotes a drasha in Tainus on Daf Tes. Aser ta aser. Hachi isa b'sifri, Tosas says. Aser ta aser is kol tu asarecha. Hayotzei asadeh shana shana. Right, that's talking about Meiser Dagon. And the Sifri says, Ein li ela tfuas zarecha. I only know this of tfuah of your grain. Shachai b'meiser, ribis uprakmat, shachai b'meiser, comma. Ribis uprakmatia v'chol shah revachim minayin. How do I know that I have to give meiser from profit, from my business? Tamalomar eskol. Right? Aser taser eskol. Those two words, darshan. Davi masi l'michta, es tfuascha. My kol, l'rabos, ribis uprakmatia v'chol davar shamar v'yachbo. So you read that Tosfos, the name of the Sifri, sounds like a real din d'oraisa. Sounds like a drasha. And that's what the Yarzarua holds. The Yarzarua in Hilchos Taka says, Lama'anu, shemitzvah la'adam la'aseres mamono. It's a mitzvah based on that drasha. And the Taz in Hilchos Taka likes this day. The Taz, nira di'ish l'damos meiser shemafrisha mina revach mamon l'din meiser oni shel tvu peiros. And he quotes that, in his view. But those are minority shitas. Another shita, the Archa Shulchan suggests, maybe it's a din d'rabbanan, it's an asmachta. The Archa Shulchan in Siman Reish Bem Tesiv Beis, he says, Abam Ashirim Elu Demeiser V'chomash Inam in a Torah, Umi d'rabbananu, Das Bechu Akra, D'vachal Asher Titin Li Aser Asrenulach, Shei Surim Nakazim Adabri Yolz, it's a din d'rabbanan. Ruba the Ruba of the Mefarshim, though, hold that Meiser Ksafim is not even a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it is a minhag tov. It is a great minhag tov, and one should try to do it if one is able to give a certain percentage, meiser percentage of their profits. Again, it does not go by gross; it goes by net. By net, and many poskim say it goes by net after my basic utilities. Not that you could use meiser for your basic utilities, but after, if somebody has to pay for water and food and basic needs, and then if they give meiser, they're not going to be able to put food on the table. So the poskim say that you're not chayiv in meiser. You're not chayiv in meiser and you're never even chayiv in meiser. It's a minhag tov. So we have to take it seriously if one can. But again, every issue within meiser has to be asked. And that's why there are many kulas in Meiser Ksafim, because of the fact that it's a minhag tov. Who says it's a minhag tov? Feirish the Bach. The Bach. The Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, and then argues on him. He says, sorry, I disagree. But the Bach in Yaradeus, Rishin Laman Aleph, Mihu, Ein Ze Elba Meiser Ani, Mizera Ha'arech, Yimitzvah Zaseh Min HaTorah, Aval Masha Adam Ma'aser, Mimasha Marviach, B'masu Matan, Kiksafim, V'shar Revachim, Eino bechlal ze, v'yacholitein mimenu litzaka, ulepidyon shvuyim, sharei eino chayev ba, lo min haTorah, v'lo min derabanan. That is the Bach and the Taz in that we read before, quotes, Mori Chamizal, my father-in-law, katev shemaiser shemamon shalanu, ein boluchi, lo min haTorah, lo min derabanan, v'tamahati. I know what he's talking about. The Taz says, I like the Sifri and the Tosfos, I like the Arzarua, but that is, one should be aware, the Maharam Mirunberg also in a tshuva says it is a, It is a minhag tov. But either way, this is an important discussion of the meiser that's not mentioned in our Gemara. So we have the meiser dagon, which is rishon and sheni. We have meiser behema, which is animals. And we have meiser ksafim, is the third type of meiser. Okay, let us continue. Tashma, so that raya didn't work, so let's try again. Tashma, another brisa. Again, trying to answer up whether an RL could eat Meiser Sheni. Remember, that's the beginning, the first part of our parak is all about RL. The next part, this parak is all about different types of psulim, right? We're gonna have on Ayin Vav, we're gonna have psuadaka and krishafcha. Then we're gonna get into ammonium oavi, right? All the different types of psulim for truma and the like. That's how we're gonna get into David HaMelech later on when Ammon and Moav come up. But now, we're still in RL. Tashma, about the 12th line, Mizutani Rabbi Chiya Barav Midifti. Arel Aser B'Shtei Maisris. The Brisa says an Arel is Aser in both Maisris. Two. Maila Vechan Maisr Dagan Vechan Maisr Behema. Doesn't this mean the two? Maisr Dagan and Maisr Behema. So it's a Raya that an Arel is Aser in Maisr Sheni. No, Hachanami Maisr Rishon of Rabbi Meirhi. The Meiser Dagon being referred to here is Meiser Rishon, according to Rabbi Meir. We still don't have a right for Meiser Sheni. Tashma, try number four. Onein Asur B'Meiser Umutter B'Truma Uvapara. In Onein is Asur B'Meiser Sheni. That's a Pasuk in Kisavo. And Mutter, but in Onein can eat Truma. We've said that before. Uvapara. And in Onein can do the Avoda of the Para Aduma. We'll have to talk about this, but Hashem, more in a second. Let's just finish the Raya. Tful Yom, Aser B'Truma, Umutter B'Para U'B'Meiser. A Tful Yom. Someone who went to the mikvah was waiting for Shkia. Is Aser B'Truma, that's the first Mishnah in Shas, right? He has to wait. Mishar Shakonim Nechrasim Lechol Truma Son. Umutter B'Para U'B'Meiser. But a Tful Yom could do the Para Duma, as we spoke about yesterday. Maybe he Dafka does the Vavoda. U'B'Meiser. And a Tful Yom could eat Meiser Sheni. Right away, during the day. Umechuser Kippurim, but what if you're one of those Tamei people who not only have to wait till Shkia, but have to bring a carbon the next day? Zav Yoledes Mitzora, maybe a Ger, Machlokes to know whether a Ger is called a Mechuser Kippurim, but a Zav Yoledes Mitzora, so Asur Bipara. A Mechuser Kippurim, ironically, right, you might think a Tzvul Yom is less than a Mechuser Kippurim, but a Tzvul Yom is earlier in the process. A Mechuser Kippurim already had Shkia. But Mechuser Kippurim cannot do paraduma, u'mutter b'truma u'b'meiser. But Mechuser Kippurim can eat truma and can eat meiser sheni. So that's the brisa that compares Onein, Tful Yom, and Mechuser Kippurim. So Gemara says, why don't you throw Arel into the brisa? V'im Isa, and if it's true that Arel is Aser and meiser sheni, so you could also put him on the list. Nisni Arel Aser, I'm sorry, if you say he's mutter and meiser sheni, put his on the list. Nisni Arel Aser b'truma. Kenny Truma, Umutter Bapara B'Meiser. Right? So why don't you put RL on that list? It can fit in nice and neatly. Right? So, and it will be a Raya that an RL is Mutter B'Meiser Sheni. So, must be that it's not true. It must be his RL is Aser in Meiser Sheni. And the Mishnah listed off cases where there's one Aser and two Heterim. So that's why this must not be on this list. Because it must be that RL is Aser in two of them, including Meiser Sheni. Raya. Answers the Gemara. Hi Tana, maybe no Raya. The reason it's not on the list is not because in RL is Usser in Meiser Sheni. Maybe it's because in RL is Usser in Para. It's the other element. Hi Tana, Dvei Rabbi Akiva hi. Demar Bilela RL Katame, as we have mentioned already in this parak, Rabbi Akiva assumes an RL is like a Tame, Detanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ish Larabos Es HaRL. So again, no Raya about an RL regarding Meiser Sheni. But once we just mentioned this brisa, just two more lines, and then we'll talk about it. Uman Tana Depalagale Rabbi Akiva. Who is the opinion that argues on Rabbi Akiva that says an Aril is not treated like Tame? You don't have the ish. Tana de Rabbi Yosef Abavli. It's the Tana Kama who argues with Rabbi Yosef Abavli. The Tanya, the following brisa. Sreifas Onein Umechuser Kippurim Kshera. If an Onein does the Sreifa, the Paraduma, and the Mechuser Kippurim, they're kosher to be involved in it. Rabbi Yosef Abavli Omer Onein Kshera Mechuser Kippurim Psula. And that day, just like the Tana Kama holds an Onein is okay, so he would hold an Arel is also okay, and that would be the one who argues with Rabbi Akiva. Period. So far we really have not answered our original question. We are about to, but stop there for a moment. It's interesting, the Gemara said, at least according to certain opinions, an onen could be involved in the avoda of the para. An onen is mufka for mitzvos. And yet we see, we even possibly an onen is not allowed to do mitzvos. But we see here that he's it's not like a non-Jew. Right? An onen, we know, is not allowed to do losases. Right? He's not allowed to violate averos. But the chiddush here, according to certain deos, is that this is not called an avoda in the normal sense, like we already spoke about yesterday. Para aduma is kache bedakabayas. It's not in the normal sense. Therefore, an onen can be involved, even though an onen can't do real avoda. Right? That's the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the second parak in Zvachim. The Mishnah says, tesvavim abeis, and mesecha Zvachim. Kal azvachim, shekiblu daman. Right? Start with Kabbalah Saddam, because shechita can be done by a zar. But this is from Kabbalah. I mean, Kabbalah holach azrika. Kal azvachim, shekiblu daman, zar. Onein, so the second one on the list. Zar Onein, Tulyo, Mechuzi Kippur, Mechuzi Begadim, Shalorachos Yidam Reglayim, Arel, Tameh, Yoshev, Omeid Agabe Kelim, Bechulu, Pasal. All these people pasal the Avoda. Second one on the list is Onein. So normally an Onein cannot do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and yet, here, he is allowed to. It's fascinating research to look in the places where sometimes we need an Onein to do something. Even though he's not allowed to do mitzvos. There are three or four places that are discussed in the poskim. First of all, Neiros Chanukah. Right? What's the halach of an onein lighting Neiros Chanukah? So, at Pirsumei Nisa. What is it? Anus, but Pirsumei Nisa. So, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim that says, well, if somebody's an onein, Rechmana Litzlan, they should have their wife light for him, light for them. Usually we say, different minhagim about wives lighting. Women are obligated. Afinoi boso anes. Different minhagim about wives lighting. But, for sure, it could work that a woman can be motzi the man. The wife can be yotzi your husband. So even if you want to say usually it works, the husband's yotzi the wife, in certain households, if the man is an onein, so then the wife should be yotzi motzi the husband. If there's nobody else to light, the Prima Gadim says, he himself should light without a bracha. That is the onein by Halakas Eres Chanukah. And that's usually what we say by the other context also. What about bedikas chametz? What if an onein has to bedikas chametz? If you can make a shliach, fine, make a shliach. But if he's the only one? He's an onin, he's all by himself, and he has chametz in his house, and he has to do it, he has a chiyah b'dika. So again, poskim say, do it without a bracha. Do it without a bracha, because this is what you need to do. Number three, maybe the most popular one to talk about, Sfiras HaOmer. What does an onin do about Sfiras HaOmer? So if he knows the burial's going to happen, and he's still going to have time to count without a bracha the next afternoon, then fine. But what if he's going to be an onin for 2 days, and he's going to miss an entire 24-hour period, he's going to be messed up for the rest of Sfiras HaOmer? So the halacha is the Noda Biyuda writes. Noda Biyuda writes Pesachei Tshuva quotes it in Hilchas Aninus. Count without a bracha. That's enough. We'll allow you to do that because what the mitzvah is to count. Okay, but ain't prayer here. We have to allow you to do the mitzvah because we don't want to have you not be able to do the mitzvah for the rest of Sfiras. So Noda Biyuda says he's allowed to count without a bracha. So those are examples of mitzvos that they have to do because ain't prayer. Bedikas Chametz, Sfiras HaOmer, Neiros Chanukah. Pursume Nisa. Right? The other ones, right? Megillah is another question. He doesn't have to read the Megillah. Somebody reads for him. So that's a similar type of question. The mitzvahs of Pursume Nisa. Right? The Kosos, the Ala Kosos, doesn't come up because it's Yantif. Right? Yeah.
The, according to Noda Behuda, he would actually count by night?
According to Noda Behuda, would he count by night? Pashas. Yeah. Pashas. Well, even counting by day. You want to say, oh, you're not Yotze the mitzvah?
No, I want to say...
I don't remember that it'll be the inside.
If you're not making a bracha...
If you're not making a bracha, but we still hold the chadchila tzmimus. Meaning, counting by day is that... But the evidence, relying on the opinions that you're allowed to count by day. Meaning, so I don't think there's anything worse. Oh, let him do the worst one. Count by day. I haven't seen the Rabbi Yehuda inside in a while, but I don't think he says, Dafka, you have to wait. I think you could do it at night also. Okay, so here too is another one that he's allowed to do, paraduma. Viter. Says the Gemara now, right in the middle. The Afri Yitzchak Savar Arel Aser B'Meiser. Rabbi Yitzchak holds Arel is Aser in Meiser. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin la Arel Sha Aser B'Meiser. How do we know that? Nemar Mimenu B'Meiser V'Nemar Mimenu B'Pesach. Ma Mimenu Amar B'Pesach Arel Aser Bo. Just like by Pesach Arel is Aser. Afimenu Amar B'Meiser Arel Aser Bo. Fine. So we have a Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava between Pesach and Meiser Sheni. Says the Gemara Mufne. It is an open, the strongest type of Gzeir Shava. Dilo mufni, because if it wasn't, if the words were not extra, ikal mifrach, I would have asked, Maila Pesach Shekin Chayav and Allah Mishum Pigol Venoser V'Tameh. Kachim is more chamor then Maiser Sheni, it's subject to Pigal Noser and Tame, the Isurim, and if somebody eats that, they're Chayav Kares. So, that is why I would have knocked out the Gzeira Shava. So we see the Gzeira Shavas aren't totally arbitrary. If they're weak Gzeira Shavas, you can knock it out if the two contexts are not so comparable. So the Gemara though says, La'ai, you are correct, Afnuye Mufne, they are Mufne. So my Mufne, which one, or both, which one is Mufne? Where are the Psukim extra? Which Mimenu? By Pesach or by Maaser Sheni? So Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Tlosa Mimenu Ksivi BePesach. There are really three Mimenus, Rashi quotes the Psukim here, right? Three Mimenus written by Karen Pesach. Chad Lagufe, one to teach you the halacha of Mimenu. Al Tochlu Mimenu Na. Don't eat from it when it is semi-cooked. Tosas quotes, what's the Havamina? What do you mean Lagufe? I might have thought that matzah and maror, you're not allowed to eat Na. Right, Kamash one, that you don't, that Isser doesn't apply to matzah and morer. But either way, one you need lagufe, for itself, v'chad l'gzeir shava, and one is open for the gzeir shava, that's mufne, v'chad l'manda amar, ba'akas alitin l'chase, achalosase, and want to teach me that, you have to make the halacha of, right, the third one quoted is by Vahanosar Mimenu, that the third one is to make it into a mitzvah ase, to make it into a lav hanitik lase. Rashi quotes, litin ase, achalos ase, lomar, she'ein lokin alav. That's the third Mimenu, turning a los ase into a lav hanitik lase. Vahanosar Mimenu, ba'eshis rofu. Right, that's the chiddush of that pasuk. Good. Aidi, t'chsiv nosar, ksiv nami Mimenu, and once it's a nosar, it says Mimenu, and that is how we know that one of them is mufne. That's how Pesach is mufne. Ulaman da amar litein lo boker sheni l'sreifa. So, and if you say that mimenu is used to teach me that you don't burn nosar on the first day of yontif, you need burn it on the second day, which is cholam oed, meaning it's not doche yontif. I did the ksiv ad boker ksiv nami mimenu. So either way, mimenu is used up. Again, we don't have time to go into it in depth now, but lav hanitik lase, I always like to mention there are three sugyas that overlap, where mitzvahs and averis overlap. And you always have to ask, why is it one and not the other? Lav hanitik lase, mitzvah haba bavera, and ase docha lo sase. Those are three sugyas where one of them is good, one of them is bad, and one of them is somewhere in the middle. Right? Ase docha lo sase, that's something you're supposed to do. Right? I have an ase, there's a lo sase, but I'm supposed to do the mitzvah. Ase docha lo sase. Mitzvah baba veira, I'm not allowed to do. And I shouldn't do. It's a mitzvah baba veira. And then the lav hanitik lase is somewhere in the middle. You did the aveira, which you shouldn't have done, but now that you did it, do the mitzvah to help out. Right? I stole, so return the money. Right? I left over the carbon, so now burn it. So those are the three sugyas in halacha where we have the ase and a mitzvah the aveira overlapping. But again, the context here is lav hanitik lase. As Rashi says, one does not get malchus for a lav hanitik lase. One of two reasons given by the Gemara. The Gemara says in Makos, why? Because it's not dumya de lav de chasima. You only get malchus for a lav that's similar to the lav of muzzling. Because the mucker for malchus is right next to the lav of muzzling in Parshas Kisetze. So that's why lav of muzzling is not a lav hanitik lase. It is a lav she yesh bo maisa. It's not a lav she nikta lanshar mises bezdin. All the unusual type of lavin are not similar to lav de chasima. And that's why you don't get malchus. The other suggestion given, quoted by Rashi there in Maseches Malchus, is that, well, maybe a lav hanitik lase, the Torah is emphasizing that the assay is what you're supposed to do. Meaning, you're not supposed to get malchus, you're supposed to do the assay. And Rashi even there has a formulation that the aveira is really not finished until you don't do the assay. So that's why you're not going to get malchus yet, because the aveira is not finished yet. So you still do the assay. Once, if there's no way to do the assay, that's the sugya there, bit low, below, bit slow, that it could be that you're going to get malchus. Once the possibility is no longer there. Okay, either way, that is the three mimenus by Pesach, one of them being extra. The Stechemetz question that we mentioned in the past, why isn't every mitzvah lav hanitik lase to the mitzvah of tshuva? Right, so obviously you know there's an answer to that kasha, right? Because tshuva isn't specific to every aveira, but that's he at least brings up the question. Okay, third line. Tzlasa mimenu ksivi b'maiser, three mimenus also written by Meiser. Chad l'gufe, one to teach me the halacha itself, a chalad Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, one for Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, which we mentioned on the previous daf, that allows, mimenu, well, you are not allowed to burn it and get hana from it. But you're allowed to burn shemen shel truma and get benefit from it. That's that mimenu. And v'chad l'kid reish lakish. Dam reish lakish, amr efsamya, minayin l'maiser sheni shenitma shemutu l'asucho. How do I know that maiser sheni that became tame, I am allowed to use it to smear? How do I know that that is okay? Shenemar, but as the pasuk says, v'lo nasati mimenu l'meis, and I didn't give my maiser sheni for a mace, for somebody who died. Very difficult to know. What's the pashtus of that pasuk? Chazal of all different drashas. What's the mitzvah of lo nasati mimenu l'meis? What are you being misvada there? So we darshan, l'meis hu de lo nasati, I didn't give it to a mace, halachai dumya de mace nasati, but I did give it, you're saying, I didn't give it to a mace, that would have been wrong, but I gave it to a live person, that's okay. What action could you give to a mace, hypothetically, that you could also give to a chai? So ezo davar sheshava, but you can't feed, you can't give food to a mace. So what could you give to sheshava b'chayim of a mace? Have yomer zasicha. So that's what we say. I didn't give my shesheni to a mace, meaning I gave it to a chai, which is mutter. You see from the implication, that's Reish Lakish's din. Learned that from Imenu. Good. So the Gemara says, Maskavlar Marzutra, the Ema. Maybe that's not what's being excluded from the Pasik. Maybe it's the following, which we do hold. Rashi quotes this on Chumash. Ve'ema likach lo aron v'tachrichin. Maybe the point is that you're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money for something other than food. Right? Aron v'tachrichin. That's how I understand the Pasik. V'lo nasadim en l'meis. That's what I didn't do for a mace. So Amar Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, mimenu migufo. Right, mimenu has to be something related to the guf. That's how we darshan it. Or Rav Ashi Amar lo nasati dumya dolo achalti. Ma lahalan migufo afkan migufo. Okay, either way, that's what we use the three mimenus for Maaser Sheni for those halachas that we just mentioned. So the Gemara says, okay, so what do we do? What's the context? Remember we said, Arel is Usher and Maaser Sheni based on the Gzeira Shava between Pesach and Maaser Sheni. So we just said, okay, Pesach, you have an extra Pasuk. But you don't have an extra Pasuk by Maaser Sheni. And so that means it's not such a strong Gzeira Shava. V'yakati mufne mitzad echadu. That's only, therefore, open from one side. So this is good according to the Mandarma that says that if you have a Gzeira Shava that's open on one side, that's already strong enough, you can't ask kashas on it, then we're good. But if you say that that Gzeira Shava is not such a strong Gzeira Shava, and you can knock it out based on a logical question, so we're stuck, right? Kachim is more chamor. So the Gemara answers, hach the Rebbe Yavo. So no, make one of the mimenus open. That which we said, the second mimenu that we said teaches us Rebbe Yavo, which means mimenu, only Maaser Sheni not allowed to get hano when you destroy it. But truma you're allowed to. There's a different makar for that. Midr Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Nafka. Dam Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Mai Dechsev Ani Hinei Nasati Lachas Mishmeres Trumosai. I have given you the Mishmeres guarding my truma. B'shtei truma Zakas Medaber. Achas truma Tahara V'achas truma Temeya. Right, truma Tahara and truma Temeya I give you. V'yam Rachmana Licha Shalachate La'asokat Achas Tafshilcha. Right, you're allowed to use truma temeya to as fuel, meaning that's the makar, and therefore the mimenu, the second mimenu by Maaser Sheni is open. So we have a gzeirah shava mufne mishnei atzadim, and that is the maskana. That's the rule that an arel is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni based on the gzeirah shava. Okay, back to the original mishnah. Right, the mishnah said back on daf ayin. Right, so far we did one word from that mishnah. Right? The Mishnah said, Ha'arel. Good. Four blot. Next words. V'chol ha'tmeim. And all tmeim are also not allowed to eat truma. So, how do you know that all tmeim are not allowed to eat truma? V'chol ha'tmeim v'chulu. Binani mili. How do you know that? Amar v'yachon ha'mishum rabbi Yishmael amar krakos the pasuk says, Ish ish mizera aron. V'hut sarua ozav. You have to know the next part of the pasuk. Ba'kadashim lo yochal ad asher yitar. Right? They can't eat kachim until they become tahar. But what is kachim meaning that pasuk? Ve'ezehu davar sheshaveh bizarro shel aron. There it says zera aron. It doesn't say the males of aron. It says zera. So what is okay to all zera aron normally, but it would be usher if they're tamei, havi omer zeh truma. Meaning what's mutter for men and women? Men and women, kohanim, truma. And that's what it must be referring to here. Says the Gemara, could you give truma to an Ashes Kohen? Is that a problem? Pashtus is fine. What about to a Bas Kohen that's married to a Yisrael? Pashtus, we would say no. You can't. because a Basra now Kinyan Kaspo. In all the areas of Matnas Kahuna, the Gemara, not all, but by a number, the Gemara discusses, could you give it to a Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael? So Truma, not. But there are a couple of other ones. What about Pidyon HaBen? Machlokas in the Rishonim. Whether I can give Pidyon HaBen to a Bas Kohen Eishes Yisrael, a Kohenes, as she's called. 2 days in Tosfos. So by a few of them, Reishes HaGeiz, there are a few of them that I might be able to give to a Kohenes, even if she's married to a Yisrael. But here, back to this, so Truma is something that men and women Kohanim eat, so that's what's being referred to in the Pasuk. The Eima B'Chazi V'Shok, maybe it's referring to Chazi and Shok, right, the parts of the carbon shlamim that is given, meaning that is given to the Kohanim that even women can eat too. Right, it's kashe kalim. So eina b'chozeres. No, we had this a couple of days ago. No. When a woman, a bas kohen, is married to a Yisrael, and then her husband dies without children, she could go back to eating truma, but she cannot go back to eating chazek v'shok. So you see, she's a little more excluded by chazek v'shok. So it must be only talking about truma. Truma nami eina b'chalala. What do you mean? Truma also has limits. A bas kohen who becomes a chalala can't eat truma. No, chalala lav zara to aron he. Important line. A chalala, she's no longer Zera Aaron. When it comes to Chazei V'Shok, she's still Zera Aaron, and she can't eat it. So that can't be what's being referred to by somebody that normally a Zera Aaron could eat. A Chalal is out of the category of Zera Aaron. Reb Chaim, we mentioned this from the Stipler in the past, but it's a Reb Chaim I saw yesterday. Reb Chaim Nilchas Isurei Bia, Perek Yuzayin, quotes that Chalalus is twofold. Chalalus is, number one, removes Kedushas Kahuna. Chalala. Number two, it passels mikana lahaba. Not only can she not do things now, but she can no longer marry a kohen. So it's a hafkas kahuna and it's a posel. And there are different halachas of chalal that are totally on both of those. That's an important Reb Chaim and Perak Yudzayin halacha beis of Isurei Bia. Continues. Umimaita hai ad asher yitar ad ika harev shemesh. How do I know this pasuk? That tells me that a tamei cannot eat truma. How do I know? That means until nightfall, right? Harif Shemesh, and then nightfall, Ema Adamaisi Kapara. Maybe it means, let's say by the Mechusrei Kippurim, maybe it means you can't eat truma until they bring the carbon on the next morning of day 8. Right? Not at night. Right? The first Mishnah in Shas. Maaser Sheni, you can eat right when you go to the mikvah. Truma, you can eat till after Shkia. And Kadshim, you can only eat till the next day. After Mechusrei Kippurim. How do I know that you can eat truma right away? Maybe truma is the next day too. Lo salka daitach. No, don't think of that. The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael teaches us. Bizav bal shei re'iyos u'mimitzorah muskra kazim edaber. The pasuk is about a non-Mechusrei Kapara. A Zav that only sees twice. A Mitzorah muskar, who we know have to wait 7 days, but are not chayav a karbon. Dumya the Tamei Nefesh, because it's also in the positive with Tamei Nefesh, somebody's Tamei Mace also is not chayv to bring a carbon. Ma Tamei Nefesh jalab bar kaparahu, haninami jalab b'nei kaparaninu. So the Pasuk is teaching me by all these people who are not chayv a carbon, and they are able to eat Shruma that night, Shkia of day 7. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Ve'ema, you're right, the Pasuk's talking about that. But maybe the other people would have different halachas. V'yehimahani mili d'la bar kapara. Maybe if you're not chayav a carbon, that's when you can eat truma that night. Aval d'bar kapara ad d'maisi kapara. But maybe if you're chayav to bring a carbon, you're one of the mechusrei kapara that have to bring a carbon on the morning of day 8. So maybe you'd have to wait till that morning to eat truma. V'su, and also, hadetznan, the Mishnah Negoyim. Taval va'ala, right when he goes to the mikvah, ochel b'maiser, you can eat maiser sheni. Harif shimsho, ochel b'truma. Right, as we said, Evi Kapara Ocha B'Kadshim. I mean, no one. Same question. How do you know that? How do I know that a Mechusrei Kapara could eat Shruma right when, by Shkia of the 7th day? He doesn't have to wait till he brings the carbon the next day. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava Amar Rav Chizda, Tlasa Kroi Ksivi. Because really, there are three psukim involved here. Ksiv Elo Yocham and HaKadoshim Kiyim Rachatz B'Saroba Mayim. One pasuk says, he's Tamei until he goes to the mikvah. HaRachatz Tahar, when he goes to the mikvah, Tahar. Vixiv, and another pasuk says, Ubar Shemesh V'Tahir. When the sun goes down, he's Tahar. V'achar Yocham and HaKadoshim. So first pasuk, Mikvah. Second pasuk, Shkia. Vixiv, V'chipro L'HaKoin V'Tahira. Once you bring the Kapara, the carbon, then you're Tahar. HaKetzat, so three psukim that are contradict each other. So HaKetzat, Kan L'Maiser, Kan L'Truma, Kan L'Kadoshim. It must be referring to three different items that a Tamei cannot eat. Says the Gemara, V'Eifachana. Maybe who says that Truma and Kachim are in that order? Maybe Kachim you should be able to eat before Truma. Says the Gemara, come on. Mistavra Truma Adifa. Truma is more chomer, Shekein Machpaz, as we had earlier. right? What the machpas is. We had it on yesterday's daf, the four chumras of truma, right? Pidyon and zar, right? So the Gemara says, Adarabah, Meiser Adifa. Meiser Shani is Adif. So maybe that's more chumra, Shekain, Hadas Tav. What are those five? So Rashi quotes, Havo Asmakom, you have to bring it to Yishalayim, Vidui, you have to do a Vidui by the Meiser, Asr La'onein, Olavarmi Menu Betuma, right? Rashi quotes the five. So, Iachi, Afilo Achi, says the Gemara, Misa Adifa. No, still, Misa is Adif. Misa Bede Shemayim of Truma is Adif to Malkus of Meiser Sheni, and that's why it goes in that order. Meiser Sheni is the most cow, and Truma is more Chamor. And then comes Kachin. Rava Amar, below Misa Adifa, Nami Lomatsis Amrit. Even without that element of Misa, it's still, you can't suggest that Meiser Sheni is going to be more Chamor. Amar Kra, Nefesh. The first pasuk that allows you to eat it after you go to the mikvah says nefesh. So what's shava l'chol nefesh that can be eaten by everybody, ma'aser sheni? One more little section. V'yakati, these are all limudim. Hani mi lehecha de la bar kapara. Again, maybe this is all, this order works by someone who doesn't have to bring a karban. Aval hecha de bar kapara, de ma'isi kapara. Maybe I'm mechus rikipurim, you gotta wait all. These three psukim are referring to people, at least the first two, that don't have to bring a kapara. But maybe if you have to bring a karban, it all goes by the morning. So Amar Abaya, no, trei kroi ksivi biyoledes. There's two psukim by yoledes. Ksiv ad malosi me tara, right when she finishes her 80 days or 40 days, kiva shamali yamea batara, v'ksiv v'chibra la'akoyin v'taira, only after she brings the karban. Ha'ketzad, kan l'truma, kan l'kachim. It must be truma and kachim. Truma she could eat right after the days at night, and kachim only after she brings the karban. V'yefachano, maybe I should do the opposite. Truma is more chomer than kachim. No, mistavra kodesh chomer, shekein man kachas. Right, we had this all yesterday. These were the six chumers of kachim. Adarav truma chomer shekein machpas. Hanach lefishin. No, kachim has more because it is quantitatively has more chumers. Rava Amar, last line. You know what? We'll stop with Rava. Well, the Rava will be the second rejection of Kachim being more chumer than Truma. You have to say that. And we'll pick up with Rava on tomorrow's daf. Okay? Well, you will stop here.